the worst part of development, that line between pre-production and production, where you're just like, you want to get going, you have these ideas you're passionate about, and you're just like, you got to get the systems in place, you got to get the processes in place, you got to, and just like, oh yeah, you're going on endlessly about jump heights and crouch heights and FOVs.
And the honeymoon's over on the initial excitement about making the project, but you can't actually really build anything.
Right, and again, it's a lot of best guess on that stuff, because you don't know yet. Yeah. You know, you talk about crouch heights, but we've never built an outdoor game before.
Right.
So there's a level, early test levels we built where we realized that, like, we're like, oh man, this looks awesome. City in the sky. And you'd stand there and, like, the nearest guy to you was a pixel. And we're like, well, we can't do it this way. And then you reconfigure your city again. You rethink how you're going to do this. And, you know, through trial and error, getting design to work, getting visuals to work, it all starts to come together. Yeah.
But you end up revisiting that stuff over and over, too.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
I mean, because the dependencies on each of those things are so nested that, you know, you decide on a door height based on the assumptions you have based on what you have on paper about AIs and everything like that. But then
there's a 30-foot AI now.
Suddenly, now there's a very important AI idea that everybody's really on board with, and it's like it could invalidate what you've thought.
Exactly. I mean, just today, literally an hour ago, I rebuilt an area that was built 6 months ago or more with so little idea about scale that the area had to be abandoned and that we had to go back and be like, okay, let's rebuild this area so you can actually engage enemies in this space. And that's happening now, and that will happen until the end of the game because features will come online and change everything. But that's the process. You know, it really isn't look at the blueprint and build. At least it isn't here. Everything is terrible until it's awesome, and I can't think of really any other.
Or until it chips terrible.
Or until it chips terrible.
But nothing's awesome at the beginning.
Nothing.
And so, that was the sort of like the personal trial I had with that phase, because you're like, man, this game looks like shit.
You can't see the light, like, at the end of the tunnel. You are so deep in the tunnel that there is no light anywhere.
You know, frankly, I wouldn't trade that process for anything. Does it suck to throw away work? Yeah, absolutely. Is it kind of disheartening at some points to find out that you've gone down the wrong road for a decent period of time? Yes. But what it can't compare to is the galvanizing power of the right idea for the entire team. I can speak specifically to Art, that when those changes were made to the narrative, to the backstory, to the visual approach, everybody perks up at the same time. That's how you know it's the right idea, because everybody instantly gets it.